Now just one more illustration. This illustration, we may say, is of a more symbolical nature. Most of you know, or should know, that in the Mahayana Buddhism of India, there are two great philosophical schools. These schools are known as the Yogacara and the Madhyamika. Yogacara means the practitioners of yoga, in the sense of meditation. The Madhyamika means those who follow the mean, in the sense of the middle way. These are the two great schools of medieval Indian Buddhist philosophy. Now, in the Buddhist tradition, various designations attach to these two great schools. The Yogacara is called the sublime Yogacara, and the Madhyamika is called the profound Madhyamika. So you may say that the sublime Yogacara represents the heights, and the profound Madhyamika represents the depths. So these epithets, these different characteristics of these two schools, are illustrated by the stories about their respective origins. The Yogacara school, we are told, was founded by the great teacher Asanga. Asanga, we are told, ascended in meditation to the Tushita Devaloka, the heaven, or if you like, the state of contentment, of happiness. And there he encountered the future Buddha, Maitreya, now the Bodhisattva Maitreya. So, from Maitreya, he received five books, or five sets of teachings, one might say, or five sets of insights or illuminations. And these five books of Maitreya constitute or form the basis of the Yogacara school. So it is said in the Buddhist tradition that the Yogacara tradition originated from the Tushita Devaloka, from Maitreya's teachings to Asanga. So we may say that the Yogacara originated, or as it were, descended from the heights, from sublime spiritual experiences, howsoever one might explain, whether one accepts the mythological presentation of it or not. Something comes down, as it were, from the infinitely high, from infinitely sublime range of spiritual transcendental experience. Now, in the case of the perfection of wisdom, which is the basis of the Madhyamika school, is exactly the opposite story. We are told that the Buddha preached these teachings during his lifetime, but they were so difficult that they were kept as were hidden for a while. Where were they hidden? They were hidden right down in the depths of the ocean, right down in the depths among so many other treasures. And they were brought up from the depths by the great teacher, Nagarjuna, the founder of the Madhyamika school. In Tibetan Buddhist art, this scene is very often depicted. You see a great ocean, you see a raft, and sitting on the raft is Nagarjuna. And then coming up from the depths, there is a serpent maiden with the books in her hands. So we may say that this represents the issuing, the coming up of these profound teachings, these profound realizations out of the depths of our being, as it were. Now, it's a very interesting thing to note that in Tibetan Buddhism, the two schools have been united. You don't get a separate Yogacara school and a separate Madhyamika school. You get the two united into one. The Yogacara being considered as the sort of relative truth, and the Madhyamika being considered, as it were, the absolute truth. The one being the foundation of the other. The first, the foundation of the second, the completion of the first, one might say. So this also represents, one might say, the need, the necessity for uniting the heights and the depths in one's spiritual life, of bringing, as it were, the heights down to the depths up to the heights, so that one is fully, perfectly integrated, whole, and harmonious. To put it in more Western terminology, we might say that what the spiritual life needs above all else is what Blake calls the marriage of heaven and hell. Heaven representing the purely abstract understanding, hell, not of course the hell of conventional Christian thought, but that vortex, as it were, of undeveloped inchoate energy which needs to be harnessed and integrated. So this is what is necessary above all else in the spiritual life. The bringing together, the integration of these great pairs of opposites, the heights and the depths.